Car Sex by Sarah Scoe, narrated by Christina May. She pulls out the wrapping paper, cuts off a piece, and starts wrapping. Her hands work swiftly with the paper, while the customer stands with folded hands monitoring the process. She folds the paper around the small box. She smooths out the corners to make them crisp and sharp. Then she finds a long and light silk ribbon in the box underneath the counter. "Will this do?" she asks. The customer nods and smiles. She has been convinced. It doesn't take long for the sales clerk to tie the ribbon around the wrapped-up box, finishing with a lavish bow. She snips the ends of the ribbon. There's always a bit of ribbon left over. She likes it like that. She can waste as much ribbon and paper as she likes without feeling guilty about it. She turns the box this way and that, as if to ensure that it has been wrapped properly. She mostly does this for the customer's sake, to make it look as if she's being thorough. That's part of the department policy, attention to detail. She has wrapped several boxes of perfume, so she knows that she has done a perfect job. The customer gives a satisfied smile, loosens her shoulders slightly, and breathes a sigh of relief. The sales clerk finds a bag and gingerly deposits the present in it, as if she were putting a baby in a crib. Equal parts attention and tenderness vanish along with the present into the black plastic bag. "Have a nice day," she says, smiling to the customer as she hands over the bag. The customer nods a couple of times, sending back a tight-lipped smile. When it's time for her mid-morning break, she hurries into the staff room to get her purse. She leaves the store and crosses the road to get to a small park. She sits down on a bench and gets her first breath of fresh air of the day. The perfume scent is still lodged in her nose, and it takes a few breaths before she's able to smell the tree bark and the grass. It takes even longer for her to hear the birds singing. She gets a cigarette out of her purse and lights it. After a few puffs, she starts feeling relaxed. A small breeze makes the hairs on her arms stand up. She smiles as she thinks about the time they drove out to the forest. She parked on a small dirt road at the forest's edge, back when it was so warm that they had to open the windows to cool off. Back when the smell of the dew-soaked grass and the song of the blackbird made its way into their car. Back when she